Howdy doody.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
Did you guys hear about the bullfighter who died over the weekend? In France?
No, was he fighting bulls?
He was.
Oh, good Lord.
He tripped on his cape, fell to the ground, and was gored.
Good.
I mean, I'm sorry, but what did you think was going to happen? I always wonder when these guys do this in Spain, what are you thinking?
Seriously need to get together to, like, ban capes. Those things are dangerous.
Clearly.
And they cause serious problems. Mm-hmm. Did you see the movie The Incredibles? The little designer lady, like, no capes!
Don't you think at the moment he tripped and fell on that thing, that poor man thought, really? Like, my whole life I've been fighting the bulls, and the cape is going to take me down.
Yep. Capes are dangerous.
I really still don't understand why we still do bullfighting, I'll be honest.
Either. I think it's horrible, and they're mean to those animals.
What do you mean they're mean? They stab them with knives. Swords.
I'm aware. I'm not okay with it.
The point is to kill the bull. You trick him into coming towards you with the red cape.
Why are we still doing it?
You know, and when they do the running with the bulls.
No man can answer that question. They can't. They cannot answer that question.
When I see somebody get, like, in the buttocks and then thrown into the air, I laugh. You're teasing these wild animals. What do you think is going to happen to you? If you're that dumb, now, but Scott, you love watching professional bull riding on television. What's the difference? The difference is that the bull gets to go home alive. Yes, I do happen to enjoy watching grown men try to ride on a bucking bull. I have to be careful with these words. A bucking bull, and see if they can get to 8 seconds, which they rarely can. But all they do, and Rod, is it true or not true? I said this one time on the air a couple of years ago, and everybody was writing and going, false, lie, not true, that the way they get the bulls to buck is they yank that cord on their back end, and it basically ties, it
pinches
goes around,
their coin pinches purse. Their,
yeah, pinches the coin purse.
Okay.
And so what the bull is really doing is not trying to get you off its back,
it's trying to get the rope off
of its coin purses.
Wouldn't you do the same thing?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. But when I said that my dad had told me that years ago. We were living in Texas.
That's the way I always understood.
And my dad took me to a rodeo one time. And I said, isn't that weird that they try to get the guy off the back? They're so wild. And my dad's like, oh, son. There's a rope back there. And right before they open the gate, they yank the rope onto the coin purses. And the bull is actually just trying. That's why the bull always goes up like this, because he's trying to get that rope off of his buttocks. I don't know why I keep saying the word buttocks, but I do. And it has nothing to do with the rider. It has everything to do with the rope.
Right.
But I said that a couple years ago, and everybody's like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're an idiot. And blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. That's what I was told. That's
the way I always understood it.
That's the way I always understood it. You know, I mean, when they rustle the calf at the rodeo, the calf, guess what? Doesn't become veal. It gets to live. With the bullfighting, your job is to get the bull to come towards you so you can stab a knife into its back. So if you get gored by a bull when you're trying to kill it and it kills you,
that's fair play.
Yeah, that's fair play. I don't feel sorry for this guy. You're trying to trick a wild animal with a red cape. And when the bull gets too close, you put a knife in its back. Until the bull dies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the bull finally gets a good one on you and you trip on your little pretty cape, and the bull says, you know what? Sucks to be you.
I still think something should be done about capes. Yes, they look fantastic. They are dangerous and they should not be worn by anyone.
They should be banned, Rod.
Ooh, speaking of cape, you just hold your horses for just a second because I want to complain.
Oh, I'm holding the horses.
Did you see that Wonder Woman, that fabulous, fighting, fierce Wonder Woman, Ms. Gardeau, is that her name?
Gadot or Gadot. Gadot.
Did you see what those Hollywood heathens paid her for that movie?
Oh, I let the horses go.
Oh, you just stand by, Kansas City. I hope you're sitting down.
$300,000.
$300,000. Now, you put a man in a cape, he gets $14 million. But you put that hot Iranian with a sword in her hand and a shield, and she conquers the earth, we're going to give her $300,000.
Yeah, first of all, let's go over a couple of facts.
No, there are no facts other than everyone is sexist, and I hate white men. That's a fact.
She is from Israel, not Iran.
Whatever, it starts with an I.
Well, I know, but there's a mild difference. To call an Israeli an Iranian is probably the greatest insult.
Oh,
yeah, it's pretty uncool. Those people don't really get
focus
along.
Focus just for a second on the wage disparity.
How many
of
movies
our
has she been in before this one?
She's an unknown.
No. She was in Batman versus Spider-Man
for 12 seconds.
Doesn't matter. She
no,
has
it
a
does
credit
matter.
To her name. Nope.
She was also in the Fast and Furious movies.
Thank you.
Yeah, because everybody saw that crap.
They did. It's like the highest grossing series of all time. Oh, but we're going to pay Wonder Woman $300,000 because she has a crotch.
No, because she's
men have
unknown.
A crotch, too. It's just what's
nope.
there or isn't there.
Nope.
That's not the point.
I could not believe that when I read it.
I agree. She obviously signed a bad deal and didn't get the money she deserved for the film.
Yeah.
However, she doesn't have a list of films in her repertoire like Downey Jr. or some of the other people that have been in these movies.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Now, and it's DC, and every movie they've made so far has kind of sucked.
It's kind of true.
Now that this is a worldwide phenomenon. I mean, it was like the highest grossing film ever for several weeks.
It's made $275 million
okay.
so far.
Okay, so here's what you're going to do, stupid jerk Hollywood stupid guys. You're going to take some of that $275 million, and you're going to give it to Wonder Woman.
No, they're not. They're going to use some of that money and buy another summer home and a new boat.
I'm telling you, if I was this Gardeau woman, I would stand up and say, here's your breastplate and here's your sword and you can sign it because I'm not going to be Wonder Woman.
She should have made a better deal when she signed on and agreed to do the movie. And she should have put in some sort of kickback on merchandising or something because that's where all the money is in those movies.
And she may have. We don't know that detail.
We don't know that. But here's what else she's going to do, Rod, Kara, and Dana. They're going to, because it made $275 million so far, and I think that's just domestically.
I think you're right.
That's just in the United States, not worldwide.
Yeah, it's like $1 trillion worldwide.
Well, I don't know if it's that high. But here's what's going to happen. Gal Gadot, or whatever the hell her name is.
Gadot.
She's from Iraq. I don't know if you knew that. With mild Syrian background. She is going to get a better agent. And when they make a Wonder Woman 2, which they are going to do because this one was so successful, like they made an Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3 and whatever, she's going to tell her agent, I'm not signing on for anything less than $10 million.
Also, can she renegotiate?
Yes. Because not the current contract.
Not the one she's in now.
Well, see, that the current contract is for 3 films. It's for Batman versus Superman.
She signed a turd 3 times.
Wonder Woman and the upcoming Justice League movie. So I'm wondering if she can renegotiate for Justice League.
No, but there's going to be a Wonder Woman 2.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that, I don't sign for less than $10, $12 million, and they have to give it to her because nobody's going to accept a different person.
Of course they do.
That's exactly
she
right.
is now Wonder Woman. I think she's the most beautiful woman in the world, by the way.
Well, that's fine. I don't know who she is, but that's why she was only paid $300,000. And I can't believe I just put the word only in front of $300,000.
It's Hollywood.
Teach his own.
However, Rod's right. Nobody's going to accept a different Wonder Woman now. Those who have seen the movie. I've not seen the movie. But she's good for $10 to $12 million in the next movie, and that's fine. You know? Oh, here comes our Wonder Woman expert. Come on in.
I heard y'all were talking about Gal Gadot.
Yeah. I just, she's from, did you know she was from Iran?
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
She's from Israel.
No, Dana says she's from Iran.
Whatever. Focus. Did you hear what they paid her for that movie?
No.
$300,000.
That was her base pay?
Yeah, that's it. That's all she got.
Interesting.
I have a problem with that.
Why? That's a lot of money.
I'm not Wonder Woman, but I'm a woman.
Yeah.
And she put the wonder in Wonder Woman.
Maybe she didn't want to be greedy. Maybe she's got some side deals. Maybe she took points.
No,
maybe I don't think so. Maybe $300,000 in Iran is not the same as $300,000 in America.
Well, that's true. I could not believe that.
No,
when I read
not
that.
From Iran.
I thought, who is her agent? He needs to be fired.
She's from Irian Jaya.
Whatever. That's not even a word.
It's two words.
Irian Jaya. Sounds like some kind of rash I got in my pants.
Email marketing is an inexpensive way to communicate to your customers. Something different will help you reach your goals and audience. Like everything else in life worth a hill of beans, email marketing takes effort. Put the right team in charge of your email marketing. Put something different in charge of your email marketing. Your brand is worth it. Call Something Different now to talk about your business, your goals, and how we can use the internet to grow your business. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your then ride it. So gone and get to clapping. Go pop it for a plan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now.
A lot of people writing in, and I did check this out. This first part that I'm about to say is true. The second part, I haven't had time to look it up. Robert Downey Jr. was paid $500,000 for the first Iron Man, $10 million for the second one.
Right. That was also because at the time, I believe, if you look back, he was considered a liability because of some personal demons.
Because of his,
he's totally sober now. But at the time, I think they said, look, this is what we're going to offer you.
Yeah.
Show up on time. Do your job.
Show up sober.
Be fabulous.
Yeah.
And he is.
Chris Evans apparently received $300,000 for the first Captain America.
Hmm.
So maybe it's not whether or not you have a penis or a vagina. Mm-hmm. It's just whether or not... Because, Rod, with a lot of these superhero movies, they're taking a chance. Like, Paul Rudd was in Ant-Man.
Right.
And if I'm not mistaken, that did not do very well. Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought it was hilarious. I really enjoyed it.
But I'm not looking for an Ant-Man 2.
Meh, maybe.
You know, Captain America did well.
Yeah.
Iron Man, of course, did really well.
Wow.
Well,
I mean, come on.
I mean, Robert Downey Jr. I mean,
hello.
Good night, man. Hello. Did you read this story about, and this is not about politics.
Why would you always say that? Two things. I roll my eyes, number one. I clench my... And three, I know you're lying. But go ahead.
Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the real estate deal that he has with his main... real estate project is not doing well. But have you seen the address? It's on Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
666.
Oh, no.
Fifth Avenue. Rod, get the devil horns down, please.
Would you live there?
I would not. And I know we've had this conversation before because there is somebody in this building who shall remain nameless who has 666.
It's Jonathan Weir.
On his license plate.
My dad? No. You know what? Joe did.
I thought John didn't want us to say.
He had 666.
There is no way in hell. And here's what I've always struggled with. Like, I would not live in Topeka.
Because of 66617 or 18?
66601, I think.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them.
There is no way in hell I would live... For a number of reasons, but the main reason is I would never live in Topeka because of the zip code. Call me crazy. And I know it's weird. I know it's just a number, Scott. But if I was at the DMV and they gave me a license plate and it had 666 on it, I would demand a new one. And I know it's weird. And I know Rod's getting ready to say something stupid and he's going to make fun of me. And that's fine.
for it is a human number.
Its number is 666.
So you'll have it on an album.
Yeah.
You'll wear it on a t-shirt.
I'll sing it at a
you'll
concert.
You'll raise the devil horns yep. live and sing it loud at a show.
Got
it.
But you won't live in it?
But you won't have it as your zip code or put it on your license plate.
Do you remember last week I wore an Iron Maiden Number of the Beast t-shirt yeah. to work?
Yeah, I know it well.
I will put it on my shirt. I will not put it on my license plate.
Someone just wrote in, anytime anything lands on 666, I have to change it. I operate a crane for a living, and anything that shows up on my computer that says 666, I change fast. Really?
Yeah.
Yes, and Ant-Man 2 comes out later this year. Good God.
Okay, fine.
I don't see, whatever.
I'll never forget when I...
It's just a made-up thing.
Oh, hold your breath.
Well, it is. It's like walking under a ladder. I mean... Okay, but I don't do that. If I come up to a ladder, because here's the deal, you have a choice. You can either go right or you can go under it. So I figure, all right.
You have a choice. You can either accept the 666 license plate Jonathan Weir or not, Satan.
Well, walking under a ladder, you know, oh, it's bad luck. No, it's bad luck because there's a chance somebody up there could drop something and hit you on the head.
Right.
That's why you don't walk under a ladder.
No. Dude,
no, that's why.
Dude, I had a black cat run in front of me about 2 weeks ago.
Please tell me you're joking. Please. You are a grown, intelligent man. You know what? Never mind. Never mind. You're the one that can't have a tag on your shirt. What am I talking about?
You're not being friendly.
I love you. I just don't get superstition at all. I'm sorry.
I had a black cat run in front of me the other day. I said a prayer.
For the cat or for your sanity?
Little column A, little column B.
What's your superstition, Rod? Do you have one?
I really don't. I really don't.
I don't think I do either.
Do you ever hear me when I do the Dales commercials and I say knock on wood? Ask Dana if I really knock on wood in here.
He's such a weirdo.
Yeah,
does.
I know.
I do. That's OCD. I knock right here.
That's OCD.
No, it's not.
No, that's superstition.
All right.
Would you
OCD is taking pictures of your oven when you leave in the morning so you can check throughout the day. Yes, it was on when I left.
I also take pictures of the garage door.
See what I mean?
at both houses. You don't have any superstition?
No. The only thing I have closest to a superstition is I prefer a volume knob to be on an even number. But that's OCD.
Man, that's more OCD than superstition.
If it's on 23, I'll turn it up or down one so it's on 22 or 24. I don't know.
Hey, don't get mad.
Oh, no, I'm not mad. I don't know. It's stupid, but it's just one of those things. But other than that, no, I have nothing like that. Broken mirrors, walking under a ladder,
mirrors don't do anything for me.
Yeah.
Black cats, and I've owned a black cat twice.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But if a stranger black cat runs in front of me, prayers up, man. I am freaking out for the rest of the day. I will not walk under a ladder. I do knock on wood. Kara, do you have a superstition?
Not really, no.
Oh, please. You of all people have to have a superstition.
Why? Why do I of all people?
You're scared of spiders.
Yeah, so I'm scared of spiders. I don't have to have crazy ideas.
You don't have any?
No. I don't have any superstitions. I really don't.
Like, if I'm playing I don't play a lot of sports anymore, but when I used to, I would not walk onto a field without tapping my hands twice. And I can't explain it. I don't know where it started from.
Do you still do that at your daughter's games?
If I go onto the field, I tap my hands twice before I walk onto the field. Always.
See, I think that's OCD. I don't think that's a superstition.
Although it seems like a lot of sports players have that. Like
have
the guys
something.
Who won't change their underwear if they're on a winning streak, or they won't shave their beards if...
I won't wear underwear if I'm on a winning streak.
Oh, my God. All right. Really?
That's how I got on the winning streak, baby.
There's a streak in there. It ain't winning.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Power is still out to thousands in Kansas City this afternoon. It's 4:30.
TV is huge.
Something different can help you grow your business. Big time TV commercials for small business owners.
TV advertising for $2. Need business cards? Something different will print you 1,000 full color cards for only $35. That's right, only $35. And these are nice cards with a protective coating. 100 DVDs or CDs duplicated for only $75.
Visit Something Different in Kansas City, Leawood, Lee Summit, and the Northland. Or online at somethingdifferent.com.
Call 816-753-8000. That's 816-753-8000.
My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Can I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw.
Record my mom wanted to throw out the front door and never did. Iron Maiden. By the way, they'll be in town July 11th at the Sprint Center. 576-7798. Story here from the Kansas City Star. In an effort to combat a spike in homicides, gun violence, and street crime, Kansas City police have now deployed additional officers in four small geographic areas of the city. The additional officers are now tasked with patrolling those areas and creating an increase and more visible police presence, according to Interim Police Chief David Zimmerman. Zimmerman said he has pulled officers from various units to target violent hotspots. Quoting here from Chief Zimmerman, "I want to be clear, this is not a zero-tolerance initiative. It is intelligence-led policing. We are putting extra resources in these violence-stricken neighborhoods to help the residents feel safer where they live." Now, I'm not going to do the I told you so, but I told you so. For years, I have been saying, despite cries that I am a racist, that what the police department needs to do is flood violence-stricken neighborhoods with police. Finally, and to his credit, I thought Chief Forte was a good police chief. For whatever reason, he would never do this. And I don't know if it was because he was afraid that he would be called a racist or that the police department would be called racist. I don't know. But I have said for years, if you want to stop the problem of violence in America, or at least you can't stop it, but at least put a dent in it, you need to flood the inner city with police.
Listen to this.
Go ahead.
Let's not talk about homicides for a minute, okay? Let's talk about non-fatal shootings. From 2014 to 2016, the city saw an alarming 64% spike. That is insane. In non-fatal shootings, an increase from 290 shootings in 2014 to 477. Gun violence is heavily concentrated in certain neighborhoods. We know that. They're saying from Independence Avenue South to about Longview Road and between Troost on the west and Topping Avenue on the east. That square area saw the most.
Which is about 4 square miles.
A 64% spike. To what do you attribute that?
That's a good question, Dana.
Is it heroin?
No. Heroin is primarily, not exclusively, but primarily a suburban problem, not an inner city problem. Here's what I would attribute it to, perhaps, and I don't know why this is the case in certain cities and not in others. For example, in New York City, violent crime dramatically down.
Right.
Los Angeles, violent crime down. Chicago, violent crime, as we all know, dramatically up. In fact, over the weekend, two young kids were shot at a playground for no other reason than they were kids at a playground.
Yeah.
They've arrested two suspects, ages 15 and 17.
Good God.
Who shot at these kids for no reason
allegedly shot at these kids for absolutely no reason other than they were a target. They were a moving target that they could see if they could hit. The kids were 7 and 5, if I'm not mistaken. The kids who allegedly did it, 15 and 17. But you and I have done the math, Dana, and it was hard to believe the first time we did it. Well, you hear about the streets of Chicago running red with blood, blah, blah, blah. Horrible crime problem in Chicago. We've done the math. Kansas City's violent crime per capita is higher than Chicago's.
It was a cop who wrote in and said, do the math, it's higher.
And we did it.
Yeah.
And we did the math, and he was right. There are more people shot, and there are more people shot and killed per capita on the streets of Kansas City than in the streets of Chicago every single year. And I have said from day one when we did that math, the only way to solve this is to flood the inner city with police. That is the only way to solve this problem. Oh, but Scott, we can educate them. Enough with the PC, let's not offend anybody. Let's just go and educate people on the value of life. That's not going to happen. It's not going to work. You have to fight fire with fire, not with water. Simple as that. You have to put police on as many corners of the inner city as you possibly can. And when gangbanger number one turns the corner and he's about ready to unload into a house and he sees a cop right down the street, right, he thinks twice about it. And he doesn't do it. That's just how you do it. And you don't need cops patrolling Ward Parkway. You need cops patrolling Troost. Because that's where the crime is.
I would guess if you are a law-abiding, tax-paying citizen, I hate to say stuck in one of those neighborhoods, but I think a lot of them are stuck, who's been there 30 years, 40 years, some of the elderly residents, Scott, I would think that the officer's presence is a welcome one. I could be wrong.
No, you're right.
I would think they would be a welcome presence.
Well, and I've owned homes in what some people would consider the inner city. I have gotten to know the people who live next door to my house. I remember one gal when I had a house near Truman and Poplar. Hmm? Her name was Betty. It still is Betty. I think Betty's still alive. She was in her 50s or 60s, and she was the neighborhood nosy woman. She would call me if there was a dog in the yard. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but you get my point. She would call the police all the time, no matter what. And I loved having Betty as a neighbor to my rental property. I loved it because I knew if there was ever trouble that obviously I would not see, Betty would call the police. She loved when there were cops coming up and down the street. Guess who didn't?
The up to no gooders.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
576-7798. The interim chief of police, David Zimmerman, has said because of a spike in violence in Kansas City, and by the way, let me repeat the numbers that Dana just read to you. In 2014, there were 290 non-fatal shootings in Kansas City. Last year, it went from 290 to 477. That's a problem. I applaud the interim chief, David Zimmerman, for doing what Daryl Forte would not. And that's flood the inner city with cops. 576-7798. Your calls, your comments in just a moment. Dana Wright, Rob Babcock, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Get ready to expose yourself. Something different can help you maximize your brand exposure with Facebook advertising. Are you using Facebook ads? Want tips to step up your game? Facebook ads can be highly profitable, and there are many ways to make them more effective. That's where Something Different can help you. Something Different can help find an audience for your business. Something Different can help you advertise on Facebook, Google, YouTube, local TV, and more. Call now to discuss your marketing efforts. 816-753-8000. That's 816-753-8000. Or visit online at somethingdifferent.com.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the
been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail. I'm
so the
master
interim
of my
sea. Here in Kansas City, ooh, David Zimmerman writes in a blog piece over the weekend that due to a spike in homicides and gun violence in Kansas City, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there are 3 murders in the inner city over the weekend. David Zimmerman announcing that he is going to start putting more police officers in what he calls violence-stricken neighborhoods. It's about time. I've been calling for this for years. That's how you solve it.
But don't you think they've done this before? This is not a new idea to flood crime-ridden areas with police officers.
I think it's a new idea in Kansas City, Dana. I don't think if you were saying New York or...
What other option is there?
There isn't.
You can't stop people from shooting one another.
Well,
you really can't.
But Dana, to use my example, if I'm going to riddle a house with bullets tonight, and I turn the corner onto 34th and Topping,
yeah,
and I see a police officer down the street... Chances are I'm probably going to wait another night. I'll riddle that house tomorrow night. But if the cops keep seeing that strange, suspicious car turning the corner every night and then just driving off, maybe they'll put their car at 34th and Topping every night.
All right.
Let's go to Harold in South Kansas City. Hello, Harold.
Yes.
Hi.
This is Dana? I mean, this is Scott.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, Harold, go ahead.
Okay, Scott, my question to you. On your theory of taking all the cops out of Ward Parkway and putting them on truce, how long do you think it will take before all the criminals who are on truce, well, how long do you think it would take them to realize that they don't have cops over on Ward Parkway and to start committing all their crime over there?
Sure.
That's one question.
Well, can I answer that one before you ask the second one?
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of these crimes, these gun violence crimes, are not... what's the word I'm looking for here? Let me just spell it out without looking for the word. There are targeted victims. They're looking for someone in particular to kill or shoot. They're not going to just go to Ward Parkway to just indiscriminately start shooting people on Ward Parkway.
Yeah, but shooting people isn't the only crime. There are break-ins, thefts, and things like that.
Yeah.
They would probably get better stuff over on Ward Parkway they went over there than they do in the inner city.
Yeah, as soon as you can get past the alarm system that's on every single house on Ward Parkway.
Now, how long they... Okay. The other thing was a statement that I had, not so much as a question. I don't think this problem's going to be solved anytime soon. I think it's going to take a period of time, quite a period of time. And the number one way to stop that is start giving jobs to those... don't have jobs. I mean, good jobs to those who don't have jobs or don't make money like they do over on Ward Parkway.
Let me ask you something, Harold. You seem to be opposed to the idea of putting more police officers in some of the rougher neighborhoods of Kansas City. Why?
No, I'm not opposed to that at all. I don't think they should take them out of one area to put them in another area.
Well, if you're going to put extra police officers in a certain area, by default, would you not have to remove them from somewhere else?
Well, the other option is you could take and hire more police officers.
Well, where are you going to get the money?
Well, they get money for everything else they want, you know.
Yeah.
Airports and stuff like that. How about crime? Why can't they find the money for crime?
Did you just walk into a tunnel?
Yeah.
Okay. I just asked. At least you're honest about it. Matt in Topeka. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
Good. Hey, as I was listening here, and then I kind of listened to the other guy that just was on the phone, but
mm-hmm.
I have a son that lives on the south side of Chicago going to school. He lives in Hyde Park. We're from Topeka, you know, sending him up to Chicago, obviously a big worry in terms of where he was living, especially living on the south side. But he absolutely loves it. It's his home, and that's where I believe he will fully stay, you know, going forward when he graduates. But when we go up to visit him, we drive basically a main street, 61st Street, and it's about 4.5, maybe 5 miles from where our hotel is to his. There are 2 brick-and-mortar nice police stations, I mean big police stations, along with, I think, a little substation possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, I probably count 2-3 dozen cops patrolling anywhere from a 2 or 3 block radius that I can see on any given night that we're there. And we're there on a, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. So we're, you know, big area, big time of night. And this is a huge presence that I don't see anywhere else in other cities that we've been in. I'll go to inner city of Dallas or, you know, Kansas City or other places too often. But, you know, just that's my personal experience when you're bringing up Chicago versus Kansas City. I see the presence there. The guy that was just on, it may not necessarily prevent the break-ins, but it's going to reduce it. In fact, they have a better response time. If they're just a block or two away when something happens, they're going to be swarming into an area.
But Matt, let me ask you this, because you're mentioning Chicago and you're seeing this incredible police presence. Why is Chicago still having all the problems that it has then?
Well, I think it's just a nature of, you probably mentioned it just a little bit ago, just targeted items, targeted areas. The two boys that had the killing that took place over the weekend. Mm-hmm. That was a joy. I mean, maybe it was a gang initiation. Maybe there was something more to it than that. Maybe it was just a, hey, let's see what we can do here.
Is it true that some of the areas in Chicago are so bad, police will not go? Or is that an old wives' tale?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I've always heard that, and I don't know, and I would love to hear from somebody who knows someone who's a police officer there, that some of those projects are so bad, they just don't go.
I would imagine that there is such backlash against police in every major city that
the worst areas.
Yes, that police won't go there, not because they're afraid, because they're just like, screw it, go kill yourself.
I'm guessing there's probably blocks in Kansas City that cops just don't go to.
And it's not, Rob, because they're afraid. They have the resources of the entire police department that they could call in and say, we're in trouble, get down here. I would bet that there's a certain amount of apathy involved where, and I don't mean this disparagingly against a police department. I think it's just human nature where you just say, you know what? Screw you guys. You want to kill yourselves? Kill yourselves. And they just don't go there.
The problem is the innocent people caught in between.
That is a problem.
Yes.
That is certainly a problem. But I think there's a bit of human nature there where you're like, you know what? I go into this neighborhood, I answer these 911 calls, and I get treated like a piece of poop. So y'all want to kill yourselves? Kill yourselves. 576-7798 to the newsroom at Kara Marxer.